Your name?
Tabrin.
Tabrin, where are you from?
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
And why are you in D.C.?
I'm here in D.C. because I believe in public education. I'm a proud defender of public education, and our students are not for sale, and I'm here to tell Arne Duncan that.
You spoke outside of the U.S. Department of Education. What's your message for Arne Duncan, who heads up the Department of Education, and you mentioned his race to the top. Can you describe what that is?
Race to the top is to create 5,000 charter schools across the nation to basically have private funders come into those charter schools, fund those charter schools, and in Detroit, they have Walmart coming to our schools. Are public schools? They're not even charter schools yet. They're public schools funded by and ran by private companies like Walmart and other companies that whoever wants to make a profit off students.
What's your message to Arne Duncan?
My message today is Arne Duncan that the race to the top scheme will not work in Michigan. In the country, as long as we stand up and fight together as a united movement, civil rights movement.
You mentioned Robert Bob. Who is he?
Robert Bob is the financial manager of the appointed financial manager of the school of the Detroit Public Schools District. He's appointed by the governor.
What's he doing?
He's been for the past few weeks now. He's presented a plan to close 45 schools, and he's put on forums, town hall meetings, that he thinks we're like crazy. That he thinks that we know he's like listening to us, because he gave each school up to be closed 15 minutes to present their case to see if they can be saved or anything, any investments, or even Walmart can invest money into it. He has to bring that to Walmart, say, oh, this school needs to be saved, but these parents really like this school. You just need to fund your money in these schools. Basically, that's what he's having in town hall meetings, because he just basically wants to get the private money in to like pay his salary.
I went to Robert Bob's Facebook page, mm-hmm. and here's what he says he's doing. As the emergency financial manager of Detroit Public Schools, I am working to create centers of excellence in every school in every neighborhood.
The key word was center of excellence, and his center of excellence are charter schools. That's what basically they are. So he's creating charter schools in a public school district. So don't be fooled by people's. Because I've seen it firsthand of what he's doing. He wants to close down one of our top three best schools in Detroit, and build a new building which has connections with basically Walmart again. Like basically Walmart is going to be the top funded. Investors in Detroit public schools by the end of 2012 if we don't defeat Bob Duncan and Ree.
How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
What grade are you in?
Sophomore high school.
You talked about your school and the disparities between it and some of the schools surrounding it. Can you talk a bit more about that?
Well, unfortunately, I left the Detroit public schools in 08 after I graduated from middle school. Now my middle school is being closed by Robert Bob. But I go to one of two high schools in the suburb outside Detroit, which is an open school, and basically my school is 99% black. Most of the students come from Detroit, and with that said, most of the students come from Detroit. There's one language offering next to no sports, which is basketball and volleyball. They have no access to AP classes, no electives, no extracurricular activities, nothing. We're in a converted old elementary school, but it's another high school that one of their phenomenal high schools. It's been open for 50 years, and that school has over access to 21 AP classes, electives, like sport. They have all every season they have a sport, and if you name it, they got it. Like really, they're in a modern 21st century class building, and they have football team, everything, and fortunately, because I don't live in the school district, I have to stay at the all black school and get the limited resource that's put into that school because most of those students bring in money for that from wherever they come from. And I don't see the money, and most of my friends don't see the money coming to our school because what money is coming to school? We don't have any electives, we don't have any sports. So where is the money going? And I say it's going to Ferndale High School, which is the other school in the suburb.
One of the points that was raised for the people who put together the march was. Parents, teachers, students, and community activists in districts across the country have been bravely fighting these attacks. However, these efforts have been overwhelmingly localized struggles district by district with little communication or coordination between them. Earlier, I saw you exchange information with Christopher Petrillo, who has organized 25 schools, I think it is, to form student unions to attend meetings. So he's organizing in New York. You're in Detroit. This week, you mentioned that you've been meeting with students at Washington, D.C. schools. Can you talk about the importance of kind of meeting one another and knowing each other's struggles and also what you've learned and kind of how your experience has been at D.C. schools this past week?
Well, for the past 4 or 5 days, I've been in DC high schools, and those high schools have been this experience has been the most phenomenal experience I ever had in my life as an organizer with BAM. And I have been to McKinley, where the students organized over hundreds of students to walk out following their teachers after Michelle Rhee told the teachers that they were fired because they were child molesters. And like when I heard that, like I was really like, how couldn't have been done in Detroit, because our students, it would have been another riot. I'm just sorry to say it would have been another riot in Michigan if Robert Bob tried to do that. And those students told us that they walked out because those teachers were physically forced out of their classroom in the middle of the day at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like while they're teaching math, English, whatever you say. And I've been to Woodrow Wilson, which is the most integrated school I've ever seen. I've seen, like, really. Like, I thought I would be in, like, a suburb private charter school. But I was in a public school in D.C., and it was integrated. And that's what I wanted to see. Like, I would never think I would see that in D.C. before I came. But I've seen it.
Lastly, can you talk about the importance of speaking out as you're doing the importance of speaking out?
The point of speaking out is because we have our own minds to think. Arne Duncan may not want us to think. He wants us to think like Walmart people think. But we have a mind to think on our own.